step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus.
Hi, traders. Welcome to another live trading talk with Oliver Velez. My name is Oliver Velez, of course, and I am your trader for life. You need to experience thousands of drops against you. Not watching it, that doesn't count. You have to be in it. What this will do is over time, you'll start to know and feel that I can trust this. You'll develop this keen sense for, I'm not buying this one. Or I'm buying this one more aggressively. You can't reach there unless you have thousands upon thousands upon thousands, so that this special ability will emerge that I love this pullback. I don't like this one. That this one, I'm going to step on the gas more. This one, I'm not going to do. But also, you're going to learn to trust that more often than not. You're going to learn how to judge the pullback by the quality of the first move and how that's going to go together. The higher the quality of the first move, the higher the odds of the whale complete. But all of this has to come by living it over and over again. So if your fear always gets you out, you are cutting your head off. You're cutting the most important part of the process and the progress. You're cutting it out. So you've got to learn this. This will help you in your wealth approach to the market. This will help you in your micro approach. This will help you conquer fear. This will help you trade with peace and confidence. And this will give you the ability to reach a point that is very special, where money doesn't affect you. How many people really reach that point in their life? Money has no bearing. Money cannot rule me. Money doesn't force me to change my principles or my rules. That's being principled. Right? And so you've got to do that. That's got to be your number one goal. I got to live through a pullback. I used to have you live with half. I had such a hard time that I like, all right, I'm going to let that go. Just live through it with one lot. Jesus, give me one lot. You know? Many of you say that money would never make you do something bad. Most of you say that. But that's not what your trading suggests. Your trading suggests that there's a price for even for you to do something that's wrong. Your trading shows me that. Because when you see a few dollars disappear, you abandon everything. Now that's an insight into your character, right? That there is a price for you to abandon your principles because you do it in your trading. Do you follow what I'm saying, guys? Yeah. All right, so just, you got to focus on that. You got to focus on that. And you and even if you have to be perverse in your mindset, I don't care if I lose it all. I'm living through this pullback. And be proud of it. You know, winning trades are losing trades done the right way too. Don't ever forget that. Winning trades are not dictated by the money. Winning trades dictated by how disciplined you were to follow through on the plan. That's the success. Not whether the, you can be stupid and make money. You can do everything wrong and make money. So it's not the money. It's, did you follow the plan? Did you keep your word? Were you true to yourself? That's the real win loss. All right. Yeah. So I had a trader this morning who shorted this, and that was wrong because there's no short whatsoever, right? So I believe the trader was just, he had this idea that that's an excessive gap and it should go down. And that's the difference between trading an idea versus waiting for reality to confirm that the idea is right. But there's nothing in reality, green bar, green bar, green bar, that says that this is a short, nothing. So the idea, the biased idea, forced the trader to see a short when there wasn't a short. This is what thinking does. When you think a thing, it becomes more loyal, right, than what is real. Your brainchild becomes something you protect. And reality becomes the enemy, because if it's in conflict with your brainchild, reality's the enemy, not your brainchild. I know that waxes psychological in nature, but that's very important to understand. Do you guys understand that? Can you see that an idea can make you see something that's not there, make you act on something? Your loyalty to the thought is bigger than the reality, right? I mean, this is what dogma does, right? That dogma, you know, those who ascribe to a specific dogma, they only see what the dogma says. You see this in politics, the polarization. One side only sees from the vantage point of that one side. And everything that's contrary will be interpreted according to the bias. You know? And you got to be careful of that. You got to be careful of being trapped into being a slave to an idea or thought or a belief at the expense of not being able to see what's real, right? There's nothing real that suggests this is a short, nothing. So is it an excessive gap? Yes. But remember what I told you about these excessive gaps? But let's see. I want to see this. It's not so That thinness could be, yeah, that's not so. But what I was saying is that, you know, you got to see, to short that, you got to see something nasty develop. You know? You don't short green just because you think it should be going down. It's very easy to lose consciousness in this game when you're in your developmental period, where you lose sight of the fact that you have drifted off into the gambling camp again. Okay? So you've got to stay vigilant and do your best to stay conscious. And the way you do that is by going back to the basics, right? Constantly revisiting the basics. What's the basics? Wait for the first 2 minutes to finish. That's going back to the basics, okay? Am I playing a good position? Okay? Am I playing the dominant color? Is my risk manageable if I take this? These are the basics, okay? Let the first 2 minutes go by, unless it is extraordinarily obvious. There's nothing extraordinarily obvious about this being a short. That's just a gamble that it should go down. If you let this 2 minutes go, it's a green bar. All right, and if you say, okay, I'll short if the bar breaks, it doesn't break. It gives you another green bar, and then another one, and then another one, right? And so, you know, at this point, what are you doing? Right? So, yeah, just revisit the basics, guys. You know, stay template oriented, let the numbers fall where they may, and constantly check yourself. You know, off those basics, constantly check yourself. Am I playing the dominant color? Am I playing a good position? Am I playing in the direction of the 20 when it's after the open? Am I playing against position or with position? Am I playing with the 20 or against the 20? You know, these basic things bring you back to the core of proper trading. Losses fall into several broad categories. Playing against position, playing against the dominant color, playing against the 20 period moving average, right? Those are the major categories. They're responsible for 90%+ of all losses. Against the dominant color. All right. What's the dominant color here? Against the position. What's the position here? Okay. All right. And so be vigilant and bring yourself back to those basics. All the time, you got to be obsessed with it. Have I drifted away from the basics? Am I anticipating on every play? Oh my God, I've slipped into gambling again. Because anticipation plays are a small percentage of your entries. If they are equal to your confirmation plays, then something's wrong. If anticipation plays are more than you let the full 2 minutes go by, you are really off the deep end. All right? letting the first 2 minute bar finish is the dominant thing. It is not the minority thing. And if you're not doing that, you have drifted back into the casino. Right? And know which positions give you the most trouble, guys. Like, you know, if, you know, you've got the, if you're doing positions right, I'm buying above, but I'm losing a lot, then which one of the above positions is your worst? Is it the ones real high? You guys know what I'm saying? Know which positions are your best. Know which positions are your worst. And then accentuate the best and minimize the worst. If you're realizing that I get into a lot of trouble trying to find the bottom after a drop below the moving averages, don't do that anymore for a while. You know, so you gotta keep on yourself. Like, much of trading properly is just letting the stock do its thing. You know? And filtering out those that don't do their things. Their thing, right? It's just a numbers game. You can't know. That's what the value of having a template to apply to every trade, a formula, if you will. We can't know in advance which ones are going to do this and which ones are not going to do it. So we've got a template that removes those that don't do it, and that keeps those that do. And so we just run every trade through that template, and we rely on that formula, that template, to do the weeding out and the keeping. That is not necessary for you to do. This is where meddling with the trade comes in, when you confuse the roles. Like, the formula already takes care of what doesn't play out, what doesn't become one of these. But it takes care of what becomes one of these most of the time. You follow what I'm saying, guys? The formula does it automatically. The plan. If it's not going to be a KO, it will be KO'd by the plan. You know? And if it's going to be a winner, it's going to take care of the winner too, most of the time. So we just have to stay out of the way of the template, of the formula, of the plan, and let the plan, we have to trust that the plan's going to take care of it the right way over time.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.